Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
All right, it is time for the Craig James Financial Report. That's right. With our man, he is back in the fold, Mr. Craig Ferentino. Certified Wealth Strategist Extraordinary is president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. Check out that great website, please, LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com. Mr. Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services, all through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners, not affiliated. With the Dow checking in Friday up, I think it was about 114 points. We'll find out what the week brings. And it's good to have him back. Sir, hope you had a restful and peaceful week. I hope you did that.
Yeah, I did, Jay. Thank you. It's so good to be back and be good with your listeners. Yeah, we were up in the happy state of New Hampshire, climbing the White Mountains, and chilling out in the very north end of New Hampshire there. Always love it up there. Every day smells like Christmas. There's so many pine trees around and all that stuff. So the elevation was a little high, and it was very warm. It was a heat wave. A lot was going on with the markets while I was gone, too, which I was trying not to stay abreast of. But, as you know, it's when you're in the business, it's hard. Apple came out with some great numbers last week. They're also going to be splitting 4-for-1. So if you have a share of Apple, you're going to have 4 shares pretty soon. I thought that was a very interesting move. They're also buying a payments company called Mobi, based up in Canada, for $100 million. For Apple, they have so much cash in the bank. That's like $5 to them. It's not a big deal. But it enables them to do a payment system, which they already have Apple Pay, but this is going to add to the near-field communication function of the Apple Pay. So very interesting. Bought the whole team for $100 million. I wish I set up that company. It would have been a great company, a good payday there, but very small purchase for Apple, but it did make news. Yeah, we have a lot going on. As you said, last week, the Dow was up 115 points. The NASDAQ S&P 500 was up 25 points to 0.8%, 3271. NASDAQ Composite Index was up 157 points or 1.5% to 10,745. When you look at some of these numbers here, the Dow Jones for the year is still down 7.5%. The S&P 500 index is up 1.3% since January. Stuff you're not going to hear on the news all the time. The NASDAQ up almost 20%. It's a tech-heavy NASDAQ, 19.8% since January. And that includes the people that reported last week while I was gone, Facebook, Amazon, Google, Netflix, Apple, very, very big numbers. And so you're starting to see that. So that's really what really helped out. COVID helps the tech industry. No doubt about it. No, there should be no doubt in anybody's mind. The 10-year Treasury is at a 0.54%. So it's down 1.4%. That is correct from when I left on vacation. That was a 0.62 return. So people, even though some parts of the markets are doing well, people are still fleeing to bonds. But at 0.54 for 10 years, that's pretty low. It's kind of hard to imagine. Oil is down 34% since January for the year. Last week closed at $40.39. It's holding that 40 number. And we're looking at some other numbers, I think, that are very, very interesting, Jay. Coming up this week, we'll have the unemployment rate again is going to come up. I know there's a big fiscal stimulus bill in front of Congress, and they're negotiating that, and that's a conversation that's sort of stalled at some numbers. The Purchasing Managers Index composite is going to come up too, and consumer credit. It seems that not a lot of people are using their credit cards. They're using their stimulus checks to pay for things. So we got a lot coming up. We're keeping our eye on things. We saw Clorox beat estimates over the weekend, and it's amazing, of course. And then in addition to that, they're replacing their CEO, which I think is interesting. Maybe there just wasn't enough product. They could have sold a lot more had the store shelves not been empty. So they'd be replacing the CEO of Clorox. And Lilly and Merck I haven't heard the word Merck in terms of vaccines, but both Lilly and Merck now. These are the big ones, your Pfizer, Lilly, Merck, Johnson & Johnson. You know, Johnson & Johnson's working on a vaccine for coronavirus or some sort of relief for it. And now I'm hearing that Lilly and Merck Merck had something that worked on the Ebola, and they will be working on changing the formula a little bit for coronavirus. Very interesting on that news. We have other things, too. We're quarterly estimates are up in general. When I went to bed last night, the markets were trending down as I wake up, and the Dow futures are up 85 as we speak. But there's a report according to FactSet data that says quarterly estimates are up 1.1%. You got to realize that's not 1.1%. That really shouldn't move anything, but it does because over the last 60 quarters, which are a lot of years, the average decline is 2.4% for this quarter, and we're starting to see estimates turning positive. We did have some bad economic news while I was away as well, as you know. I'm sure you talked about it, but in terms of our GDP slowed the most it's been in history. But now that's really looking in the rearview mirror because we've been building up past there. We knew that was coming. And we had a bankruptcy or two, Lord & Taylor, filing for bankruptcy, and so is Men's Warehouse, parent company, also being the latest casualties in the pandemic. Don't know how well those firms are run, but we could take a look at that at some point. But both of those are filing for bankruptcy. It's usually the retail, which is acting very, very weak because of also because Amazon and a few other things are kicking their butt a little bit. So we have a lot. We're looking for some positive news this week. There'll be a lot coming out, and we'll get a good indication of the economy as the week rolls on. But that's a lot for a Monday. What do you think, Jay?
I think the most telling of it all, you know, is that 32.9% drop in GDP. That's historic. We haven't seen numbers like that in a long time. Worst drop ever, right? I'm thinking probably close to the mid, early 1920s. That to me, you know, is the telling of it all. And you want to talk Great Depression, I get it. But, you know, we got to pick it up. You know, you can have all the great weeks on Wall Street and everything else, but, you know, we got to pick it up. That GDP is a tough one. You know, a tough one. You're going from folks, once again, if you don't know, that gross domestic product from April to June plunged nearly 33%. And listen, it is what it is, but we got to turn it around. Bottom line, somehow, some way.
Turning it around. With change is opportunity, Jay, as you know. I don't know if you heard, 7-Eleven is going to buy Marathon Gas. And I think that's very interesting. 7-Eleven is going to buy Marathon Gas. Now, 7-Eleven, you all know what that is. And Marathon Gas is really Speedway. Now, generally, when you own the 7-Eleven franchise, you just own the store. You didn't own the gas station as well and the distribution. Although you collected money from the from selling the gas, you collected the money. Maybe you got a little revenue if you're a 7-Eleven owner. But now 7-Eleven is actually acquiring Speedway. Marathon Gas for $21 billion. It adds 3,900 stores to its lineup. They have 69,000 stores worldwide. So I thought that was a very interesting takeover. And Marathon's not going out of business. They're just selling that part of that, and they're going to just focus on oil, and that's it, and oil distribution, and not get into the retail side of it. So I thought that was interesting as well. So with change, like you said, brings opportunity, and this seems like it was a very good opportunity for 7-Eleven. So you can have some gasoline with your coffee now, both from 7-Eleven brand.
That is a lot of slurpy money right there to go out and be able to make a purchase in that regard. Good to have you back in the fall, my friend. Well rested, Greg. Well rested, Mr. Ferrantino. We'll talk to you in the morning. How's that?
All right, Jay. Take care of yourself, my friend.